Small Biz Central. The Brain. Our guest on this segment of the Small Biz Brain had a mission to make all matters relating to starting, growing, and operating a small business easier for those that own them. Jim Tracy is the founder and CEO of AmericasBestCompanies.com. The company is a national small business organization that fights passionately for the small business owner by providing education, information, and benefits that are tailored to the needs of them. ABC has developed considerable strength in numbers. They're now influencing about 50,000 small business owners, and they offer a low-price membership for all its products and services. We'll find out more in a moment here. This allows every small business owner to maintain a competitive edge against the big corporations. Joining us on the line from America's Best Companies headquarters in Oak Brook, Illinois, is its founder and CEO, Jim Tracy. Jim, welcome to the Small Biz Brain.
Thank you.
Share with us, if you would, Jim, the process that led for the vision and ultimately the formation of America's Best Companies.
My partner and I, we've been working with small businesses for about 18 years. And we got our start working with credit card processing to small business owners. And we worked with about 40,000 small business owners over about a 15-year period. And we saw that the processing volumes and the business volumes were going down steadily. And we also saw the number of small businesses closing on our portfolio. We're starting at 300 and 400 businesses were closing a month on our portfolio alone. Well, as we did exit interviews with these small business owners, we realized that America was just not catering enough to the small business owner. So about 7 years ago, I started the idea for America's Best Companies and came up with the name. About 3 years ago, I put it all down on paper, and 2.5 years ago, I incorporated. And we've spent most of the last 2 years building the product. Although, as you said, we've accidentally put on about 15,000 members in those 2.5 years without really even trying. We're just now going on a national campaign to advertise ABC to small business owners. The basic idea of what it is it's an organization or an association is the easiest way to describe it, where small business owners can get a whole bunch of benefits for a very low investment.
Terrific. Talk us through the features and the value proposition. How does it work? What are the benefits you're offering? And how do you differ from other players that might be in this space out there?
Yeah, when we started, we didn't even know what our benefits were all going to entail. We knew we wanted to form an organization.
Yeah.
I knew that I can get a lot of business owners together because I wanted to help inspire change. I wanted to be able to go to politicians and get them to listen to us. So I can't get people to pay us $300 or $400 just because I want to inspire change. So we had to come up with a benefit package. So we looked at the things that business owners needed most. And the things we found they needed most was, number one, information. The information to stay competitive today. So we created a magazine called America's Best. We created an e-weekly newsletter. And we created a business resource center on AmericasBestCompanies.com on our website where they could constantly look for information for any topic they're currently working on. Say they want to fire an employee or say they need some tax advice. We have all the above and a lot more on our website there. We then realized that a lot of these small business owners, if they owned a dry cleaners, an auto repair shop, they're, say 30 to 55 years old, 60 years old, and they never got into the internet revolution. So the next generation of Americas was never going to find these businesses because they didn't have a website.
That's right.
So we created something called My ABC Space to give them a presence on the internet and found out it was still that they were just a small boat in the ocean. So we actually formed our own search engine called EasyLocal.com where these small business owners could be found, and it also enabled us to put their data into all the search engines at Google and Yahoo and MSN and Yellow Pages and Yellow Book so that these people could be found all over the internet.
Wow.
Now, out of the 15,000 people that we've put on, only about 1,500 have required websites and put it on at My ABC Space.
Interesting.
But last month alone, 822 of them were found through Google. So over half of them are now getting found out there, whereas before they were never even found at all. We have countless other benefits. We have about 100 discount programs. We carefully chose these discount programs not to compete with the small businesses in the area. For example, we chose Staples as our office supply carrier because they'd give the small business owner 40 to 60% off their top 8,000 items, and there really aren't a whole lot of small business office supply stores out there today, so we didn't feel that there was a direct competition.
Sure.
Whereas other people came to us, and we said no to them. because we felt they were in direct competition to a local printer or a local bookstore or a local toy shop that might still exist out there.
The information that you're providing, where does that information come from? Are you generating it internally or does it come from outside sources?
No, we generate everything internally here. We have a complete staff of writers. We write daily blogs. We write, obviously, all our own original work for our magazine. And we write daily stories and weekly stories for our e-weekly newsletter. But all our content is original. We get a lot of contributions from law firms and other places when we're looking for advice or tax accountants. But everything we generate on our own.
It's quite extraordinary, the growth that you've experienced, and as you mentioned, without even trying in the early stages. As you talk to small business owners, your members, what are you hearing about where the pain really is for them?
Well, the pain comes in multiple areas. One of the biggest areas we see is in healthcare. But one of the other big areas we see is when the big box stores come into town. It was one of the big inspirations behind ABC when I finally said I got to do this is because I went to a small town where my friend owned a little lake house, and me and my kids would go out there every year, and we'd visit all the same bakeries and toy stores and all these little businesses in town. And once the big box store moved down the street, about 25 small businesses closed. That's when I finally said I've got to do something. So the pain comes from the competition where it's very difficult for them to compete. If they can't buy all their items they sell in China, or they can't buy in huge bulk, and that's part of my goals here.
Yeah,
it wasn't that long ago that you could own a drugstore in America. Today nobody'd even think about opening one, a pharmacy or a drugstore. And I hope because of what I do, 30, 40, 50 years from now, people are inspired to start drugstores again.
There really is a mission. Yeah,
it's part of the mission. Absolutely.
Let's talk a little bit about the dynamics of the small business owners and the big box operators. Are there opportunities, do you think, for them to successfully coexist in the market, or is it really a zero-sum game in your view?
No, I think they can absolutely coexist. I think that the small business owner, I've talked to countless small business owners that do coexist. I've talked to them where they own a coffee shop, and then the big brand-name coffee shop opened up down the street. And they've not only stayed in business, but they've both coexisted and done better than ever.
Yeah.
Just because McDonald's did it first didn't mean Burger King couldn't succeed. Well, just because a small business owner, a small town is there, doesn't mean the big box or both of them can't coexist. They have to understand who their customer is, cater their product and their service to their customer, and they do have to go a little further.
So it is possible for them to distinguish themselves.
It's the expertise. My son recently learned how to ride a two-wheel bike, and we could have went to a big box store and just got him any old bike there. But we decided to go to a small bicycle shop in my town. Yeah. We paid probably three times what we'd have paid for a cheaper imitation bike, but we bought the brand-name bicycle. The owner fit him for the bike, let him test ride it, tuned it up to his needs, offered a spectacular warranty where we could bring it in each year and get it tuned up. Really went way above and beyond, and to me that was well worth the extra price. Plus, I know it's going to last a little longer.
What else would you like our listeners to know about ABC, the company, and where are you heading? What can we expect for the future?
Well, ABC would really like to be a household name in 2 years. It took other companies like the Better Business Bureau almost 80 years to become a household name. We really want to create a household name in the next 2 years. So our first goals are to gather together as many small business owners as we can. Once we get a large number, I will be able to, again, have those political influences, but then I will also be able to gear our advertising towards consumers, educating them, telling them the things they need to know, the things they affect when they go in their town. You know, one of the things that made America great after World War I is that the United Kingdom owed us, so much money. Today, we owe the United Kingdom $307 billion.
Yeah.
We owe China $541 billion. We owe Japan $585 billion. The American dollar leaving this country and heading all over the world, most people don't realize when they go into that store and they spend a dollar, and if it's a big box store, they don't realize that maybe 31 cents of that dollar went to China. Another 8 cents went to the big corporate shareholders' pocketbooks. They didn't even think about where that dollar went and where it exists after they've spent it. I know that when I spend money in my town, a vast majority of that money stays in my town. And that's one of the things I really want to educate consumers on. So the goals here are first to build America's Best Companies as a brand for small business owners, and then brand it and get consumers looking for that sticker in the window and visiting these small business owners within their town.
It's a fabulous mission. Our guest has been Jim Tracy. He's the founder and CEO of America's Best Companies. The website, www.americasbestcompanies.com, just like it sounds, located in Oak Brook, Illinois, not far from my hometown. Jim, thanks so much for your time and the Small Biz Brain.
Thank you, David.
Small Biz America.
The Brain.
This podcast is produced by Small Biz America.
Small Biz.
Small Biz Central.